Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I thought, okay, I got to get into the car and close that door before he gets there. Otherwise, it's going to start all over again. So I said, well, this is my best chance at it. And I jumped down, got in the car, and closed the door. Right as the door closed, his face is right in the window, you know.
Oh, my God.
Welcome, Mythfits.
Hey there, Mythfits. We are back again. I'm Carrie Byron, and this is...
And I am Tori Belacci.
And, God, I'm so excited to see you every week, Tori. I mean, it's a highlight for me. I just got back from Truckee. I was up there. I love hiking up there. I love just being in nature and watching my little dog run around. I never leave any food or anything in the car, right? Because I know that there's bears around.
Yeah, and tons of bears up there.
But my dog has these really gross treats that smell a lot like salmon. And we happened to leave some of her things kind of lying around.
Yeah.
And got into the car yesterday morning, and there were paw prints all over the window. Like big, giant bear paw prints. Like you couldn't tell because the door had been closed again. I swear, a bear opened the car, rifled through things, and then left it exactly like it was, and then closed the door after it left.
Wow.
Is that insane?
I hear there's more and more bear activity because the food supply is getting less, and then also they're less afraid of humans. But yeah, we used to go camping up at Tahoe all the time. We never left the ice chest in the trailer because that, you know, you're asking for the bears to come into the trailer. So what my dad would do is he would shove it underneath the trailer and like lower it so that it would push the ice chest down. But this bear ripped it out. I remember claw marks and teeth marks in the ice chest, and it just wiped us out, like ate everything inside of it.
I mean, this was definitely not a grizzly bear because they're not this far south, but
it was probably a black bear, right?
Yeah, yeah. They are huge. They are huge. Huge. I've definitely encountered one in nature. Like over COVID, I did a bunch of hiking all by myself, like a dummy, because I was just like, I just needed to get out into nature. So I took like a road trip and found trails and would hike off on my own. And I remember coming around a corner one time and looking dead in the eyes of this bear. But my mind like still was just like, it's like, wow, that's crazy. How did they get a statue of a bear out here? And then it turned its head.
Your brain wasn't registering it was a real bear.
Yeah. And so I started thinking, I was like, okay, we worked with a bear on Mythbusters. Okay, what were we supposed to do? I couldn't remember anything. I had bear spray in my pocket, so put my hand on it. But then, you know, I'm all by myself. It's COVID. Nobody actually really knows where I am. So I did the dumbest thing. I just backed away and flipped on my camera and filmed it just so that if I disappeared.
Oh my God, you're one of those people.
Well, in my thought process, I was like, I'm just going to slowly get out of its area. It doesn't want to mess with me. If it comes at me, I've got the bear spray. But I want people to know what happened to me. So if I disappear,
this
the last thing they'll see.
This is going to make great content on my channel.
I don't think I put it out on anything. I think I just wanted to have like evidence. Mom got eaten by a bear. Like,
oh my God.
And then I ran. I ran so fast down the mountain. I had been hiking for an hour, but I think I made it down that mountain in like 15 minutes.
We tested a whole bunch of bear repellents on Mythbusters, and we actually worked with a real grizzly bear. It was a trained grizzly bear, and nothing worked. Like, I remember we tried everything. We threw everything at it, but the bear just got past everything. Nothing repelled the bear. It wanted that salmon. It got that salmon. But do you remember the trainer that we were working with who brought the bear to set?
Do I remember him? I have been telling his story.
Right.
Like, it's not even my story. I've been telling his story since that time. Because, I mean, the myth itself was very cool. Like, watching, you know, what repelled the bear. We put pepper all over the top of the van. We tried everything. But these bears are so smart, they can open the doors. But the most fascinating thing to me of that entire episode was when I was, like, just making small talk. And I turn around and I look at Keith. And I'm like, what's the most dangerous animal you've ever worked with? And he looks at me and he goes, chimpanzee, and holds up his hand with a stubby finger.
He was missing a finger. He was missing an ear. And so I'm the same way. I retell this story, the story that he had with these chimps. It's like, it's unbelievable. And I was like, I tell this all the time, how cool it would be to get him on the podcast and retell that story. So after we had the meeting that we were going to do an episode on animal trainers, I was like, is there a way to track this guy down? And I called the only like animal shelter or, you know, Hollywood animal facility in Palmdale. That's where we filmed the episode. And I was able to track him down. And so we are going to have Keith Bauer, the animal trainer, on this episode. You guys do not want to miss this. This story is so insane. You're going to love it.
Mythfits, stand by. It's about to get weird.
Wow, Carrie, nice shades.
You like them?
Yeah. Are you like you're like a spy. You look very...
You know, I have so many different pairs of sunglasses because right next to my daughter's school is a Warby Parker, and I'm obsessed. It's really hard for me to find ones that are perfect to just like fit the frame of my face.
Yeah.
You got to get the big ones in case you're like, you know, you're going out Kardashian style. You got to get the smaller ones in case you're trying to go a little more low key.
Incognito.
So I'm
don't
a big
recognize
fan.
Me. I'm Carrie Byron. I don't want to be bothered. Like that?
You can't even recognize me now, can you?
Oh my God. Who is that?
I mean, we've all been there. It's really hard to find your very perfect pair of sunglasses. That's why I'm totally obsessed with these Warby Parker glasses. I mean, I've got so many of them because they're the best when it comes to choice. They've got the quality, the price, the style, and I like to spend some serious time in there trying them all on because there's definitely a million different styles.
How do they feel? Like sometimes you get sunglasses and they're light and they feel cheap, but then you get like some good ones that are like heavy, they're sturdy, and you're like, these are some good sunglasses. Is that what that feels like?
This is actually the brand that I prefer. I buy these all the time. I was always so sick of getting like cheap, flimsy frames just to save money. But you don't really need to choose between price and quality anymore. With prescription glasses just starting at like $95, there's nowhere else you can get quality at this price.
Yeah, see, I'm like you. I'm like,
you know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Carrie, we were talking about that episode where we were seeing if we could make something bear-proof or to repel bears. And I happened to track down that animal trainer. He is here with us now, Keith Bauer. Keith, how the heck are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're here.
Well, it's been a while, but it's good to see both of you again.
I swear I've retold the stories that you told me over and over. Like, you have such an interesting life, And my very, very favorite moment, we were talking about this earlier, is when, you know, we're standing in front of a grizzly bear, right? Giant teeth, giant claws. We all have bear spray in our pockets. And I look back at you and I was just like, hey, what's the craziest animal you've ever worked with? And I'm expecting like lions or like some predator that haunts nightmares. And you looked at me dead in the eye and said, chimp. I just like, wow. I died.
Before we jump into that story though, can we let's paint the picture of the day of the experiment. So
okay.
Like you came out, we actually came out to you guys in Palmdale and you set up this scenario where you brought in this grizzly bear and we had a minivan with salmon inside of it. And we were going to try to see if we could bear proof the salmon, you know, to keep right. The bear out of this SUV. And so we sprinkled detergent all around. We got gas rags, put it all over the car to hide the scent of the salmon. But you came out with this giant grizzly bear and you've put an electrified fence around the whole area that we were setting up. And
right.
Explain to us like kind of how you went about setting up this experiment for us.
So what we do is when we're working the big bears or big cats or something, we put up it's an electrified fence, the same thing that ranchers use for horses and cattle and things, you know. And that lets the animal know his area where he's able to go and to work, and it keeps all of the crew and everybody else out of that area. So we did that, you know, we do it from each side of their cage. So as soon as you open the door, they're in their area. And that's the safety thing and everything else, because they learn it when they're little. So you tell them hot and they go, okay, I see it. I know where it is now and no problem. I've never had any of them go through it or anything else, you know. So we did that with Baloo, the bear. And, you know, you guys wanted to see
Baloo.
Yeah. And you know, to see if he could find the fish, which he did pretty well the first two times.
And destroyed everything in its path. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but bears love to destroy upholstery in cars and things, you know. I think it's some kind of smell, the polyurethane smell of the upholstery or something.
Now, when you showed up with the bear, you told us he's trained, but you did it in quotation marks.
That wasn't a bear that I had started with, had him since he was little. So I wasn't there for a lot of the things that he was trained and things to do, but he wasn't the best working bear out there, but he was a nice bear. You know, which is what we needed for what you guys wanted us to do in that episode.
I mean, that being said, you did give us bear spray to put in both our pockets. And I remember asking you, like, why do I need two? You're like, well, because if the bear gets one arm, you still have one free.
That's
just
right.
So crazy.
So, you know, I know I like to assign a personality to the sweet teddy bear, but the claws on those bears are several inches long. I mean, I used to, strangely enough, I had a replica bear claw that for some reason I just kept in my purse. It was kind of a useful tool for like opening cans and stuff. And I just to realize the size of their claws, like they can be very destructive. We may have had some polite bears, but, you know, there is definitely caution that we need to surround them in.
Well, and what most people don't realize is they can bend their feet the same way our hands bend. They can bend their claws down to their last knuckle, so they grab you and they can, you know, really grip you. Jeez. Like this. And if they're doing it on somebody's skin, of course, those nails are going to go in, and they got you at that point.
But because when you said, look, this bear is trained, but you got to remember it's still a wild animal and it can turn on you at any moment. Now, thankfully, nothing ever went wrong on MythBusters in that episode. But for somebody who comes in contact with a bear, let's say it's a grizzly or a black bear, What is your advice for that person, how to survive that scenario?
The first thing is to have the bear spray. The bear spray works on anything that you'll run across in the wild, pretty much. The one thing you have to do, though, is pretty much hit them in the face with it. And that's a real big deterrent. The other thing is to be loud when you're out there. You know, don't walk quietly, shuffle your feet, talk, you know, get a stick and hit the ground with it or whatever. But also, if you're walking, a stick is a good thing to have. Now, as a last resort, if a bear was to charge you and things, their wrists are very sensitive. And if you have your last resort, you throw that stick and hit him in the wrist, that's going to delay him.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just a PSA, don't take out your phone and start filming it. I would say preservation is your first move.
Yes.
Is there a difference between the bears, though? There's like a myth that with a grizzly bear, you play dead, but with other types of bear, you try to punch them.
It's a type of thing to where a black bear is only half the size of a grizzly or a Kodiak. So if you're fighting for your life, you have a much better chance against the black bear and punching them. If their nose is one of the more sensitive spots that they have, because punching them in the head, punching them in the chest isn't going to do anything for you at that point. Gouging an eye, that type of thing is something you have to try to do if you're being attacked by a bear. It is true that at the last resort, you have to play dead. You try to get on your stomach and curl up and put your hands behind your neck, because a lot of times if you sit still, they will stop. I mean, unless it's a bear that is injured in some way or just so hungry that he's going to eat anything he comes across. But if you're just in the middle of summer when they've got have eaten a lot of food and they're not that hungry, playing dead. But you have to wait. Even if you think he's gone, he might not be. And if you move, he's going to come right back. So you could have to lay there for half an hour or more.
Playing dead? Like, you have to be quiet? Like,
yes.
My God.
That struggle, that sound is an inspiration for them to kill whatever it is that they're on, basically. So
that's
you
got
to stop everything.
As Tori liked to remind me when we were on set, I don't have to run faster than the bear. I just got to run faster than you.
That's right. And the slowest person. That's why I always carried a cane with a hook on it. If you weren't the slowest, you could hook the person in front of you.
You'll trip him. You'll trip your buddy up. Get him.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We backed up to the Mythbusters episode, but chimps are, I think, the same sort of thing. Like, if you underestimate a sweet looking furry little animal, you look at the bear and maybe you think Baloo's going to be a sweetheart, because I watched The Jungle Book a whole lot. Chimpanzees monkeys that they bring to parties. Like, they just look so sweet. Like, I can't tell you how many times my daughter's like, Mom, can we get a monkey? Because they look so cute. I'm like, actually, Stella, no. And I'm going to tell you why. Tell us why I should not get a monkey for my daughter.
Well, one, because you have to know their whole personality from when they're young to as they're growing and become adolescent. They change over that time. And I worked a lot of chimps, and I had this one that I had and raised him. He slept in the bed with us, you know, me and my wife when he was home. He traveled with us when we were out. You know, he'd stay in the hotel room with me. He'd eat my, we'd order a room service together and share that. Chimps, they get to a certain age and you have to retire them because they do become dangerous, even though they might not have done anything up to that point. The males, especially, they're from a very dominant society and they want to climb that ladder. They don't want to be on the bottom of that totem pole anymore. So this one that I had was at that point. He had been retired for years, and I had a female chimp, that first chimp I ever trained. She was a couple years older than he was, so she was retired also. And I still had a relationship with him, so I used to go up to the ranch, take him out, take him down to the trees and let him climb the trees and play around and things. We'd just hang out together, you know? So I had been gone for about 3 months working in North Carolina. And when I came back, I said, okay, I'm going to go up and take them out and let them, because they've been sitting for 3 months without, you know, anybody messing with them. I put them in my car. The female is sitting in the passenger seat. The male is behind me and we're driving out to the trees and he's grooming me, which is a real good thing in chimp society. You know, it's saying, hey, everything's okay between us and we're friends, you know. But as we're driving down the dirt road, I feel this forearm come around my forehead and pull me back. And my feet come off of the gas. And I feel he pulled me back and actually bit half of my ear off. In the car, we went off into a dry riverbed and hit the other side, and that's what stopped the car. But then at that point, you know, if something is biting you or trying to mess you up, you start fighting back. Unfortunately, I didn't have any bear spray with me. But, you know, you swing and try to knock him for biting you. Oh, I'd say he was 11, maybe 12 years old at that time. So he was about 140 pounds, much stronger than I was at that point.
But pure muscle, right?
Yeah. I'm 235 pounds and he was much stronger than I am. Much stronger.
Oh my God.
So he would, when I would throw a punch, he would grab my arm, put my hand in his mouth and bite it. And then you would throw the other one. He would grab it, put it in his mouth and bite it. And as this is going on, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got to make sure that I'm keeping a fist so I don't lose anything. But then I looked at my hand and my finger was gone. And this one was hanging by just a piece of skin. And this hand, he opened up the whole back of my hand, which was actually pretty cool because I could see how my hand worked and things. You know, I could see all the tendons moving.
You're twisted, dude.
I've always liked that kind of thing.
Okay. Sorry, you're punching this chimpanzee. It's bitten off your ear. I've seen the size of their teeth at this point. Their teeth are long and huge. Yeah. And this is a monkey that's decided you're the leader and it wants to be the leader now. It's bitten off one of your fingers. It's opened up your hand. I mean, how are you still in control? I don't understand. How do you get out of this situation?
It doesn't sound like he was in control, Carrie. I don't know if you're listening to the story. Well, it sounds like he was not in charge of the situation.
But he's alive.
Let's just say this. I wasn't winning the fight at that point, we'll say, but I was thinking clearly.
Can you show us your ear?
Yeah, I mean, this is all plastic surgery. He took from this Whoa. Point right here, he took it all off, took the earlobe and everything. So what I've got left is plastic surgery Whoa. To make that back together. But he tore open my cheek. He tore open my forehead. He bit me in the arm, and they had to open that up because later on, when I was in a hospital, I had an infection, and they had to open my arm and took out 50 cc's of pus out of my arm. But when we were still in the car, I figured, all right, I got to get out of the car somehow, you know. And the female that was in the front, she didn't want any part of this. So she ran to the back of the car. This was a Jeep Cherokee that we were in. And he came to the front. So... when he came to the front, I was able to put my foot up and kind of kick him back to the passenger door. And this finger still worked, my little finger. So I was able to open the door and get out at that point. So I knew, you know, when I got out.
This is like a horror movie.
It wasn't the best position to be in at that point. But, you know, now things have changed and I'm pissed. And my hands aren't working, but they come out together. And the female liked me better than the chimp. And she wanted to come to me, but I couldn't let her because if she did, he was coming. So right. I made her stay back. And I looked around and I saw this rock on the ground. So I could only pick it up with the palms of my hand, you know. And I picked it up and threw it at him. And he turned around, it hit him in the back. And the little jerk turned back around, picked up the same rock, and threw it at me.
Oh, my God, dude. That is the craziest part of the story where it's like he's looking at you like, this is my game. I invented this game. I beat other things up with rocks. Like, don't try to pull that on me.
No, he did, boy. He was a pretty good shot, but he missed because my legs still worked, so I could get out of the way of the rock. And then it was a matter of, okay, now I have to get him back to the compound and get him back into their cage, you know, because if anybody had come around at that point, he was already pumped up and things, and he would have done much worse to somebody else than he did to me. I got up in front of the car, the little ledge that we hit, I was up there, and they were both down at the back passenger side of the car, and the driver's side was still open. I thought, okay, I got to get into the car and close that door before he gets there. Otherwise, it's going to start all over again. So I said, well, this is my best chance at it. And I jumped down, got in the car, and closed the door. Right as the door closed, his face is right in the window, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is so scary.
Okay, so you're safe now inside the car?
Yeah. And I knew that they would follow me when I started to drive back to the compound because we were outside the compound. We were just out. There was no fencing, no nothing to contain them, you know.
Like, what's going through your mind this whole time?
Well, you know, adrenaline is a wonderful thing. The only thing that hurt through all of that was when he bit me in the arm, he bit the bone, and that hurt, you know. So it was just my forearm and a very narrow piece of it that hurt. So I wasn't dealing with any kind of pain or anything like that, you know, with all the adrenaline that was pumping through me. I was thinking, just like I was saying, okay, now I have to get him back into the safe place, you know. It's my responsibility. I'm the one who they're with. I'm the one who brought him out here. So I couldn't leave until I saw them hit the ground when the vets tranquilized them. Then I said, okay, now somebody else can pick them up and put them back into their cage, you know? So I knew that they would follow me, but it was a hot day. I have no idea how long this had been going on or anything, you know? So when we got close to the compound, I had to speed up and tell everybody, get in your house, get in the car, get somewhere. Because they're coming, and they'll chew you up. But that at that point, you know, everybody saw I was just bloody. I had a yellow jersey on that was just full of blood. You know, my face, it's running down and everything else. So they did all that. And then I got one of the other trainers. And I told her, go down, because we had pickup trucks that had cages in the back of them. And I told her to run a leash from the door to the front of the truck and then put food and water in the back of it and bring it up. And when they go in, I'll get in the cab of the truck and call them. And when they come in, we'll pull the door shut and then we can close them in that way.
Oh, my
so
God.
She went and got the truck. I got out of my car, got into the truck, and I called the chimp up there. And it was the female who I didn't have a problem with. But she was smart. And she looked at the situation. She came up to the door, put her foot on the door, and just reached in and got as much stuff as she could. But she never crossed that line to where I could close the door behind her and lock her in.
Right.
You know? So I said, oh, crap.
The amount of thought process that you're coming up with this plan right now, meanwhile, you're just drenched in blood. Like, your adrenaline must have been pumping, but you were still able to formulate this plan. It's impressive.
Well, you know, it's your responsibility. I mean, as trainers, when we take an animal on a set, like with you guys in the bear, it's our responsibility to make sure everybody else is safe and everything we do, nobody's going to get hurt. Trainers, okay. You know, that's an occupational hazard. Like some of the stuff that you guys did on, you know, Mythbusters were kind of nuts.
Nah, Tori tries to eat my face off. There is no rule. I'm out.
Bear spray's coming out.
Hell no. That is,
there you go.
No, that is, I mean, I know you talk like John Wayne, but you are a tough mofo. I cannot believe you've got a stubby finger and ear missing. You're cut open and you're like, all right, this is what we're going to do. It's insane.
But it's your responsibility. So, but the thing was that when I got back into my car, I looked down and, oh, there's my finger. I found my finger. I thought he swallowed it. I thought the chimp swallowed it. So I put it down in the thing between the seats, you know, maybe I'll need that later on. I tried it again and got back in the truck and called him, you know, same thing. The male never, ever came up there because he knew that he's the one I really wanted, you know.
Right.
And he never came in. He wasn't as smart as the female. She was hot and tired and thirsty and stuff. She wanted something, a drink, you know, something to eat at that point. But then when I got back in my car again, oh, there's my ear. So, okay, I'll keep that.
Oh, my God.
You know, there.
Put that there in the coffee holder.
Yeah. So finally, at that point, being a diabetic, I had no idea what my blood sugar was. I had no idea how long this was going. But I figured, well, I might have to get to the hospital at this point, you know. But I knew if I left, they were going to leave. But I thought, you know, is it me or them?
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It was about a half a mile or three quarter of a dirt road before you got to the paved road. And right when I got to the paved road, they came and they caught me. Keith, you have to come back. They're not there anymore. So I said, all right. So I turned around, came back. And when I came back, the chimps did also. So at this point, you know, the office and everybody knew what was going on. And they were calling all the other animal companies, and they got a bunch of vets together, and they came up. But it was an hour and a half from, you know, the valley in L.A. to up to where we were. So they finally showed up, and, you know, the vets just rolled their window down a little bit and tranquilized both of the chimps. And at that point, I left. And so, but we finally got to the hospital, and I just walked straight through the emergency room and went back to a nurse and said, here, you might need these. And I opened my hand, and everything is just stuck to my hand. So I just had to pull it off.
Oh, into my a little God. Dish there.
And yeah, so I was in the hospital for about 2.5 weeks and 7 operations to put everything back
Holy
together.
Crap. And you still are in this line of work.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'd be like, that's it. I'm out. Like, I think I'm done with this. I'm going to find a new line of work. Yeah,
but it's an occupational hazard. I mean, I would much rather be dealing with animals like that than digging coal and having one of those fall in on me, you know? But
good
after
point.
There
yep,
is,
good point.
You know, after those miners still go back down there after something happens. I mean, to me, right. That's nuts.
I tell that story so many times of like, it's just, that is like the craziest story that we've ever heard while we were working on Mythbusters. And I'm just to have you on to retell that story. It's like, this is so good.
I can't believe you kept it together. You definitely have some mad leadership skills. You kept like, when the zombie apocalypse happens, I've changed my team, Tori. He's with us.
Keith's with on us. Your team.
Yes. Keith's on our team.
any takeaways from that experience? Any lessons learned?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. After you retire them, don't take them out anymore. You know? Yeah.
They're not pets.
No, they're not. And that's the thing. When I was gone for those 3 months working, mentally, he changed. He was with the females. And like Carrie said, he wanted to be the dominant one. Now,
right.
Thinking about it, when I was in a hospital and stuff, the first thing I wanted to do was, if I had a gun, I would have, you know, shot him right between the eyes. But then I thought, okay, now I just want to hurt him. And then it got to the point to where I wonder what his reaction is going to be when he sees me the next time, you know?
Oh,
so it was a month, because after I had all the surgeries for my hands, they didn't work. I couldn't close my hands or anything. So I had to go to therapy every day for a month for them to make my hands work again. Then I went up to the ranch, and he was in the cage with the females, and they didn't particularly like him that much, you know? But when he saw me, he came running to me, yelling and screaming, just like he did when he was little. That's how he greeted me, you know? And he came to me, and what he wanted was the reassurance from me, because the females were giving him a hard time. So he wanted some reassurance and some alliance from me, saying, hey, where you been? You know, everything's okay between us.
Yeah.
All that happened in his mind is we switched positions. That's the only thing that happened in his mind. He still wanted my alliance. He still wanted to be with me, you know. But it really made me think that, you know, it's not a big deal to them. That's everyday life for them in the wild, you know. Making alliances, working your way up the ladder. If you beat the dominant one, doesn't necessarily mean you want him to go away. You still want him as an alliance to help you stay in that position, you know? And so it really brought me back in to think, this is the way it really is. Because he never thought after this all happened, hey, man, I really messed Keith up. I wonder how he's doing. That wasn't a part of his thought
process.
He's
like, we're still good, right?
Yeah, no, you still help me with these girls, will you? you know?
Dude, that is
I mean, you've been through this harrowing experience, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are when you, I mean, there's all kinds of documentaries like Chimp Crazy and things out there kind of with similar experiences. What are your thoughts when you have seen those documentaries on Netflix?
They ought to lock all those people up. Those people are nuts. those people are putting other people in danger. You know, I mean, what we do, we have more permits and everything else, more than zoos do, because I've been doing this for over 45 years, you know, and the guy that owned the animals, he's been doing it for over 60 years. And so there are certain things that we do. We understand the animals. We build relationships with them. Even though Bo did this, I mean, I still had a relationship with him, you know, when they knew what no meant. They had restrictions. I tell people, I didn't raise my kids any different than I raised the chimps, you know. I have two daughters, and they knew what no meant when they were little. You know, I run into a lot of kids nowadays that have no idea what that word means. But the animals have to know that also, because they go off of, like, this, the bear that I work now, his name is Tag. He's a really nice bear. But he knows by the tone of my voice, by the volume of my voice, whether he's doing what I'm asking him to do and I'm happy with him, or he's not, and I'm irritated with him, and I'm not happy with it. And he knows by my body language, my tone, my volume, everything else. And he reads that on me as well as what I read off of him, you know, his body language and things.
Now, you've been in this industry for a long time. What is the state of the industry now?
When I first started working, when this happened to me, this was 93 when this happened to me, we had 80 or 90 animals. Now we have five. We only have five animals because there's not enough work out there to sustain you having that many animals and feed them and taking care of them and vet bills and everything else, you know. So it's a dying business, one, because of the CGI and the AI and everything else that they've got now.
I've watched movies a lot lately, and the animals are definitely all CGI. I think you are the last of just like all the special effects artists at this point.
I worked the last chimpanzee in the entertainment business. It was actually an Indian movie that they came over here and used the chimpanzee and things. And he was the last one. After that, I retired him. No more chimps. Tag, the bear that we have, is the last bear in the entertainment business. Steve owns two lions. Those are the last lions. A friend of ours has the last tiger. When those animals are stopped working, whether we don't get any more calls for them or they just, you know, get old and die, you won't see any more real animals in the entertainment business, and it's unfortunate.
Keith, I am so glad we found you, because whenever we reminisce about that episode, your name comes up and that story comes up, and it was just like, God, is there any way we could find this guy to have him come on and tell that story? And I thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, that's not a problem.
And quite honestly, the way that you talk is like, could you just record a bedtime story for me? Because I feel that John Wayne swagger in your voice could literally make me feel safe for the rest of my life.
Well, I appreciate that. And anything you want me to read to you, I'm there.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you so much for being a MythFit and being a part of this. And I so many thanks for keeping us safe over the years from lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
It was good to see both of you again. I'm glad you're both doing well.
You too.
And, you know, if you need any other stories, let me know.
Welcome back, MythFits. Carrie, how good was that? I'm so glad we got him on.
God, his storytelling and the stories that he has. Like, I mean, we were just scratching the surface. I mean, that was the craziest epic tale to work through. Like, I was the entire time, I think my jaw was just dropped.
You were doing a lot of this.
I know. It just,
you were going, and you did a bunch of like this.
I know.
That was cool. I was like, Carrie is really, she is getting so into this story.
I can picture every moment. Like, I can see the made for TV movie that's happening in my head. Like, that was incredible. And what's crazy is, like, you and I wanted to do a wild animals episode for MythFits, and we still have an entirely other man to talk to about wild animals. Like, there's no way that we can do this in just one episode. We're going to have to make this a two-parter.
I love it. Let's bring Owen on. Owen was another one of our trainers, and he's got some crazy stories as well.
Yeah, you already got the chimps and the bears. Stand by. We got rats, scorpions, snakes, and spiders coming up. So come back again. Like, subscribe, follow, do all the things, and come be a MythFit with us. Join our band of crazy MythFits.
Stay weird, MythFits.
Stay weird.
Pioneer.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.